Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Through to the other side. Oh my gosh, when I hear that song, I just want to break right through to the other side. And I know this gentleman that's on today will help all of us do that. I am so excited you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am your hostess with the mostest, of course, Bonnie Albers. I have a fabulous, awesome, crazy, connected, and wonderful guest right from the UK today. It's the first time he's on the show, and I am so honored and absolutely proud and happy and just blown away that I am able to bring him here to speak with you all today. His name is Mark Richardson, spelled with a C, M-A-R-C, and he is an international psychic medium. He's an author of the book Tommy and I Together as One. I can't wait to tell you who Tommy is. He's a counselor, a master herbalist. He's a radio host himself with Paranormal Radio. He is on Wednesday night. He is also up for all kinds of spiritual awards, and we know how wonderful he is, and I am so excited to present him to you today. He really found his gifts at a very early age. I call it Soul Window One. When he was around 6 years old, he had a near-death experience, and we're going to hear all about that today before we actually go to the phone lines. And that's when he honed in. He found his guides and masters. And I am telling you, when you talk to him, you'll understand why I brought him with you on here today to speak with you. So please help me welcome Mark Richardson to the show. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Just blown away, as you can hear. You have so many, I was going to say you have so many talents. You have more talents than I have wrinkles, but then I don't have any wrinkles, so that wouldn't have been true. So then I'd have to use teeth, and I hate the word teeth. So, hi!
Thank you very much indeed. What a fantastic introduction. It's so amazing to be on your show, and I really appreciate this opportunity of talking to you.
Well, I am so happy, Mark, because the mutual respect, honor, and love is shared by both of us. I've got to tell you that before we start talking, I just looked at your bio, and I have been scouring it for probably a week now, and you're a Taurus? A Taurus? I'm going to scream.
I am. 21st of April. That's correct. I'm Taurus.
And usually Taurus, I'm a water sign. I'm a Cancer, and water signs and earth signs make mud stick like glue. They're really good together. But I'm telling you, when I hit a earth sign, I completely am tethered to the ground and I don't have any earth in me. So I'm so happy you are an earth sign. I know you're grounded. You're fabulous. You care about your reputation. And by the way, it is so phenomenal. It follows you everywhere. So please tell everyone a little bit about you. Tell us what you do. You do this for a living. And I know no one's going to be able to get in to see you because from what I hear, you are absolutely packed, or you are booked up until June. So I'm so glad that at least everybody gets to talk to you a little here today. But tell everybody about you and what you do, what you offer.
Okay, well, I class myself as a psychic medium. I've been doing this since I was a young age, as you said in the intro. At a tender age of 13, I had a road traffic accident, and I lost the heel on the back of my left foot in the back wheel of a motorbike. And I spent almost 18 months in hospital, not going to school. During those times of being in hospital, I had what many people understand to be an out-of-body experience. And it was during one of those out-of-body experiences that I met my now inseparable and wonderful friend and spirit guide, Tommy, who came to me during one of those out-of-body experiences. He has stayed with me ever since that age of 13 and has guided me, has taught me things, has given lessons with me. And he has got me to where I am, which is basically, as you say, extremely busy here in the UK. I have a new radio show, which is going from strength to strength. I am fully booked for one-to-one readings, as you say, until June next year. So that's also, you know, very, very good. I'm involved in a lot of courses, a lot of development courses. I am involved in paranormal events here in the UK. I'm very lucky to have some great friends in the industry, if that's the right way of putting it, in the UK, and some very supportive friends. So I am interested and involved in many, many things, including counseling and herbalist, as you say. So I like to try a little bit of everything and to try and at least give everything the best I can.
Do you know what, Mark, what really amazes me, and then I want to go back to this near-death experience, but because I'm so interested in it. I mean, I never had one. Maybe I did and I didn't realize it, but I am going to tell you that fascinates me. But one of the things I keep hearing is, you know, they say that you have just really spread yourself into almost everything. And that to me shows, I always say you can do one thing perfect, but when you look at doing a lot of things as wonderful as you do, you are truly blessed. And I love that. And so, but one of the things that I want to ask you, I've got so many questions here, is let's go back to the near-death experience. What kind of out-of-body experience? I mean, I'm just so interested, and I know a lot of people are. They even have societies now about NDEs or near-death experiences. What did you encounter, and where was Tommy? Because, you know, I want to steal him from you, even though, you know, you're very reluctant to give him to me, although you tried, and he wasn't going to have that. But can you tell me a little bit about that?
I can tell you everything about that. I remember it as if it was yesterday. It's something that has stuck with me ever since it happened, and I will never forget. I went to go for an operation. I was in the anesthesia room, and they gave me an anesthetic, and I was out cold. And normally, the only things that I would ever remember is within seconds later, I would wake up in the recovery room, and the operation would be over. So you'd go straight to sleep and then wake up again. On this particular occasion, I was put out. I counted backwards from 10, which is something that they get you to do, 10, 9, 8, and then you go to sleep. The next thing that I remember as clear as day is that I was looking down on an operation in a hospital, as if I was in a viewing gallery looking around the edge. And I remember seeing a young boy being operated on. And my first initial thought was, I wonder why I'm seeing this. What's happening? What, you know? And I had no comprehension of any time or anything going on, but I just remember seeing this young boy being operated on. At the same time as looking down from the corner of the room, I specifically remember feeling behind me a magical feeling, a feeling of warmth, a feeling of contentment, a feeling of love that was so strong. I mean, I have two children now who are my life, my everything, and I would leave them tomorrow to have the same feeling of love and companionship that I had that day. I was conscious of a bright, burning light behind me, but my eyes were transfixed on this young boy on this table, and I knew there was something about him, and I couldn't quite work out what it was. And at that same time, I heard behind me a voice of an aunt that had passed away several years before when I was very young. She had a distinctive voice because she'd had a problem with cancer with her throat, and it was very, very distinctive. And I remember hearing her say, "Mark, you can come this way. I'm here." And I remember hearing her very, very clearly, and the way in which she spoke for those reasons. And I won't waffle on, I'm sorry, but once I turned around, or started to turn around, I saw literally what everybody describes in an out-of-body experience. I saw a long, bright tunnel full of light, full of warmth, and at the far end, in the very, very distance, there was a angel, a shadow of somebody that I know was there for me. But before I started to turn and walk to them, I looked back down once more at the young boy, and at that time, a voice came up behind me and said, "You're going back, mate. It's not your time yet, and I'm going to come with you." And that was the first encounter that I had with Tommy, my spirit guide.
Wow. Do you know what? I mean, I hate to say this. I'm just so transfixed on what you're telling me. As soon as I heard what you said, my whole body started glittering, which means when you said the name Tommy, I have spirit with me. So I'm just blown away by that. And you came back. You know what's interesting to me when you tell me that, Mark, and you and I have never talked about this, but if you looked on this boy and you didn't know it was you, correct, or am I incorrect?
That's right. I was unaware at any time during what I was doing that it was me. That's correct.
So I wonder, and this is like something that's popping right up at me, is when we pass over, do we shed the body of the person we are and only keep some memory, or do because that would, you know, if you would think that you would look on that body and say, "That's me." But if you didn't, then maybe we don't recognize ourselves in human form when we're in spirit, but actually the spirit we recognize.
I certainly knew once Tommy said to me that I was going back to where I should be, I certainly knew that the person I was looking at was me, because it was the only image that would stay. As I said, it's been in my memory since the day that it happened.
But
I remember specifically not knowing at the time that it was me that was there. Only then, when I returned back, did I know that that was definitely me on that table. But I had no conscious awareness that that was me laying there when I was having this out-of-body experience. That's correct.
Doesn't that tell you something? I don't know what it tells me, and you can ask Tommy what it tells me. But it kind of makes me feel like we're, you know, we shed these human bodies, or we have these human bodies, but they're just bodies, and our soul is what takes us, you know, to the next level. So it's crazy. I don't know what, you know, I'm just, it's curious to me. That's what popped out. But
absolutely, Tommy, yeah, and I totally agree.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you brought Tommy back with you. So how did you start talking? Like, when Tommy said he's coming back with you, then when you returned to your human self, what did you say? Hi, Tommy, you're back? Or I'm glad you're here with me? Or how did that work with Tommy?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I woke up in the recovery room and I thought, that was the most weirdest dream I have ever had. Ever. And the images were so current in my head, it was mad. The following morning, I was on the ward, back in the bed, and every morning the nurse used to come up the ward, and bearing in mind I was in hospital for sort of 18 months, and I knew most of the staff, I knew most of their rotas, I knew most of their names, I knew most of their family at most of the points.
Yes.
I was there for so long that every morning a nurse would come to me. Her name was Lynn Edwards. She would come to me every morning with two pieces of buttered toast, which is what I had for breakfast, regularly as clockwork. On this one day following my operation, coming up the ward was a different nurse, a nurse that I hadn't seen, a nurse that I hadn't been introduced to, and a nurse that was dressed in much older nurses' clothes, nurses' uniform, than the ones that I'd been seeing regularly. And she came up to me and she said to me, what would you like for breakfast? And I said, I normally have two pieces of buttered toast, thank you. And she walked away. Within 30 seconds, Lynn Edwards, the nurse that had always brought my breakfast, came with my breakfast and said, here's your toast.
Wow.
I said, thank you very much. That was quick. That was really, really quick. And she said, what do you mean? This is the same time I come every morning. And I said, well, I've only just given my order to the new nurse. And she said, what new nurse, love? There's no one else here at the moment apart from me.
That's wild. That's so wild. Well, and when were you then aware?
The day after.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Bonnie. I knew then, the day after, that I was seeing things. And very slowly and very gradually, I honestly thought that I was going mad. I thought that I'd either had too much anesthetic, I'd been on too much medication, I had, something was going wrong, because I couldn't comprehend what was happening to me. And very, very slowly and very surely, I kept thinking, this must be right, this must be right. Why am I seeing things, but I'm not hearing this Tommy character that I thought I'd connected with? What am I seeing? What am I doing? And I got to such a point, Bonnie, and I'll be absolutely honest with you, which is all I always am, I got to such a point when I was very young that I almost tried to take an overdose, because I wasn't sure what was happening to me, and I was very, very scared. But on one critical day, when I was feeling very low, Tommy came forward to me again, and I heard him again, and he told me things that made me realize, you are there, mate. I know you're there. And I started talking
wow.
to him, and it was Tommy that brought me back from the brink of nothing. So this guy is not just my spirit guide. He's my very best friend.
And your angel. And don't be, and don't let some beautiful woman like me try to take him. So that's what I have to say about Tommy. I am just so fascinated. I hang on every word you say, and I'm sure everybody else is. But I'm going to skip forward for just a little bit. So Tommy's been with you. He grows with you. He's been with you. That's who, you know, you wrote the book about. And I'm going to ask you in a minute about the book, because then I want to skip to what you do with your paranormal work. So you wrote this book, you and Tommy, I'm assuming. And is it about the journey that you just had with Tommy, or does it tell us something else?
It's about the journey with me and Tommy. It's about how it started. It's about the fun times and the things that we've had and said. It's a little bit about how funny it can be when, you know, the kids from coming home from school and telling me one thing, but Tommy's telling me another. There are lots of funny things like that. It tells about the journey. And it also has a little bit in there about how to try and connect yourself with your own spirit guide or guides, and how to do some meditation and to try and have that one-to-one personal connection that I have.
I love it. And I do want to repeat the name of the book, or you can, and tell everybody how to order it, because I do feel it is a book that many of us would be very interested in. I am going to ask you to send me a copy signed. And if you say no, it's okay, because I'll find you. I'll come to Europe and find you. But so I know you will, or I'll order it and have you sign it. But can you tell everybody how
it
to get a hold of this
book? It will be my absolute pleasure to send you. I will do. I will send you a copy, and I promise you I'll sign it. You can get the book from Amazon or Kindle. It's called Tommy and I Together as One. As I say, it's available on Amazon and Kindle. It's sold more books than I ever thought it would. I only really wrote the book to put something on writing for my kids when they grow up, which they have now, to read and to understand why Dad's the funny, weird person that he is. And I wanted them to understand the journey that I've been on. But it is available on Amazon and Kindle, and it's called Tommy and I Together as One.
I love it. I hope everybody, you know, we're right before the holidays. I don't push things on my show, but I would love to tell everyone this would make a great gift for yourself or others. And I know that everyone listening and that downloads the show will want to find this book, including myself. So getting on a different topic, because I could talk to you for 5 hours. You know, maybe my show should be 5 hours like host, but let me, or 6 hours. Let's go to, because I could certainly talk that long. Let's talk a little about paranormal. How did you get into the paranormal, and why did you get in? Because, you know, everybody has different venues that they do. Paranormal work is all mediums, I feel, can do it, but not all of them do it. So tell me how you got involved. You've belonged to some societies, you've worked for other companies. So tell us how you got involved with paranormal, and why did you?
I can answer that quite easily, actually. As a present in the UK, there are many, in fact, sometimes too many paranormal companies that are putting on paranormal events or ghost hunts or whatever it is they're doing in the UK, and sometimes there are too many. I was given from my wife a present of a ticket to go on one of these events, which I did, and we went with a company that was very good, very reputable, and we had a wonderful evening. But during the evening, there was a medium there that was giving people advice and talking to them about what was what. And every time he tried to speak, he just looked at me. And at the end of the 10 minutes of him talking, he said, "Look, I'm sorry, you," pointing at me, "you're going to have to stand up, because you and your guide that's standing behind you says you've got something to say." And he asked me to stand up and tell people about Tommy. And I did. And he picked me out amazingly. And from that moment on, I was then asked by that company to go on paranormal events. And my initial theory of paranormal events was that they were ghost hunts, which is something I'm not interested in. One thing that I wanted to do was to make sure that if and when I go on a paranormal event, or I'm hosting a paranormal event, the main reason that I'd like to be there, number one, we get to see some fantastic places here in the UK at night, you know, castles. Yes. We have some lovely buildings in the UK. But more importantly, the reason I wanted to go and do it was to make sure that it was done with respect, and that people who are doing these events are doing them with the greatest respect, because those spirits are and always will be somebody or related to somebody. And I was very keen, or Tommy was very keen, for me to do these events to make sure that people are doing it with the greatest respect.
I love that. You must have been to my house, because I have the biggest castle in the land. So I'm sure that you were to one of my houses, because castles and me are like, I can't even tell you, we're simpatico. So I just love when I hear that. Paranormal, and I feel that people think that paranormal work is you go in, you find these, what they consider ghosts, and then you banish them from the place, and oh my goodness, then you run because you're scared, because that's what you see on television. But it's not, you know, for me, that's not what paranormal investigation or any great medium that goes in there does. So I'm glad that you clarified that. And go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, sorry, I think it's important that there is people that are making sure these things are done respectfully, and that whatever is there, the presences that are making themselves known, is that we're all there for the same reason, which is just to verify and validate that they're there. That's the main reason we're there.
I agree. In fact, I heard, and I won't get too much into it because then it would be, you know, I could talk forever, but there was a medium here that went in to clear a home. And when they went in, they said to the owner, "Are you sure you want me to clear this spirit? Because it's your father." And the woman was so shocked because she felt that the activity was bothering her children, was, you know, the children were seeing it. And what it ended up being was totally different than what that homeowner actually thought. And so that medium really helped bridge that gap between the spirit world and what was really happening. She didn't know who her father was. Her father died when she was really young. And it turned out that it worked out great because the father then knew how much the daughter knew he was there. She didn't want him to go. She actually wanted him to interact with the children, but he also knew his boundaries at that point. And what I do want to ask you about paranormal is, and I had someone here that was a paranormal investigator from LA. And do you feel that we have the control? If you have spirit in your home and you don't want them, she felt all that you had to do was say, "You are not allowed to be here because we control our own environment." How do you feel about that statement? And if you don't, what would you say about that?
I think that's absolutely true. I honestly believe that if you have a spirit within your home and that spirit is being as respectful as hopefully you are to them, and you say to that spirit, "I do not want you to be here," then I think they will listen. I have experienced that and I've seen that. There are odd one or two occasions when there is a spirit that may be dislodged or disconnected in the wrong place who doesn't necessarily want to go. There are spirits that want to stay around. And in that circumstance, then always, not always, asking them to go is an answer. But I think generically, if you have something in your home and you don't want it to be there and you ask, I'm sure respectfully they will go on most occasions. And the same thing is if you want them to be there, if you want them to be around you, if you want spirits around you, it's all about respect, communication, and understanding each other.
I love that. And now, with no more further ado, I know we have people waiting to talk to you and Tommy. So before we start, I would love you, Mark, to tell everyone how you work and what you want. You know, we're a talk show, so everyone that's going to be on is going to answer, you know, how do you feel about spirit? You can talk about any of your paranormal existences or what you feel about the mediumship. So after they do answer some of our questions, how do you want them to work with you? Do you like questions? Do you want to find their loved ones? How do you work, Mark, and let them know so when we pick them up, it's easier for us to ask?
Fantastic. The best thing for me is if somebody wants to talk and wants to ask a question, if they want to ask a question about me or what I do, or they want to ask a question about themselves, that's absolutely fine. The way that I work with Tommy is that Tommy will give me certain images. Those images get overlaid on each other. So very slowly, he'll build up a picture for me. And using those images whilst talking to somebody, I should be able to then pass on messages, which may be from loved ones. They might even just be from Tommy saying, "Can you let this person know this, that, or the other?" The best way is just to talk. If you know somebody you want to connect to, ask me if they're there. I can tell you if they're there. Tommy will tell me. If you want me just to pick somebody, it would work, but it would take a bit longer. The more you interact with me, the more Tommy will talk to me. I am just his mouthpiece, but I do have to build up the images and the pictures that he gives me. And for an argument's sake, I'll give you an example. if I saw an image of a man and then saw an image of a fire engine, that would mean fireman, and so on and so on. Just build the picture up together. So mainly, let's just chat, basically.
I love it, and I know everybody is really excited. I know I'm going to pick her up at the end, but I know Candy also would love to speak with you. Since she brought you in, I am going to ask that Candy, I know you're chomping at the bit, I can feel it, that you wait until the end so that we can pick some other people up. And I am going to pick number 916 up. You are on with Mark and Tommy and whoever else is around. Hi.
Hi, God bless you both.
Hi, hello. Who are we speaking with?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California, and it's such a privilege to meet your special guest today.
Oh, he is
Hi,
wonderful.
Wendy. Thank
it
you
is
very
a privilege.
Much. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure for me, too. How do you feel? Just give us a little, you know, knowledge. How do you feel about medium psychics or the paranormal work that a lot of us do, well, and especially our guest?
I think he's authentic, and I think he's wonderful. I think he has a gift to share with people that are very blessed to speak with him. And I'm very intuitive myself, and I don't speak about it because of the reaction that I receive from people, but I know that this gentleman is very authentic, and so are you, and I consider it a gift.
Thank you. Thank you. Guess what? You won, Mark. Mark, Wendy is all yours. Otherwise, she's mine,
Wendy,
so you better
hi.
Take
it's
her
fantastic.
First.
Hi, Mark.
Go ahead.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I've been through the worst year of my life. My beloved brother, David, took his life on March the 2nd of this year, 9 years younger than me. And I also had two surgeries on my ring finger on my right hand, Mark, and two doctors said amputation and cancer. But I know my parents in heaven were saying, no, don't do it. And I was right. So my ring finger on my right hand is deformed from the surgery now. And my last three fingers are curling down because that happens when your hands are bandaged. So I'm hoping that eventually they will straighten out at least some. And I really called you about financial. I am seeking employment, and I had a magical interview on 11/22 at 11 a.m. with Kyle at a temp agency, and it was just like a dream. And it's for my background is really call center for medical insurance and some banking, but this is more data entry, and there'd be some conversation on the phone with brokers. And he said he is the one in control of doing the hiring. I do not even have to have an interview at Franklin Templeton. So,
hey, Wendy, I think it's too much info. Yeah. Wendy, I think we're given too much info. Let Mark talk, okay? Because I know he's got some answers for you. Right, Mark, okay. Or am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. I didn't want to butt in because I love listening to your voice. It's amazing. Wendy, let me tell you just one thing. I just want to pick up on one thing that Tommy said to me straight away. When you first started talking about not letting people know about your spiritualism, about the way that you are as a person, let me tell you now straight from Tommy, my darling, you need to tell people. You let them know, whatever they think about you, let them know about how you feel, because keeping that energy inside you won't help you progress any further. So the first thing Tommy's saying is tell the world. So you do that. Don't be afraid to tell people of your spiritualism. Second thing I wanted to pick up on very, very briefly about your finger and your fingers that are curling inwards. Tommy's just said to me, and he's very, very right, I'm also deformed. I walk with a limp. I have half a foot on the left foot because of my accident. But do you know what? Something else I want to say to you from Tommy very, very clearly. That makes you special. It doesn't make you deformed or different. It makes you special. So you and I together are special. Now, what I want to say about your job, you know for a fact, as well as I do, the job is yours. It's clear. Tommy's giving me green ticks. Yes, yes, yes. Go for it. Do it. Have a change. Open up. You and 2017. Wow. Fantastic.
I love that.
And it's 6 months to permanent. Will I make the permanent? Will I keep the job for at least 4 years?
You are going to keep the job. The money is yours. It's definitely happening. It is all happening for you with this job. I'm telling you, it's a yes, 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 yes.
And Marcus will be my supervisor. Will he be kind and patient and supportive?
Absolutely. You're meant to be in this job. My guide, Tommy, is telling me straight away, green tick, green tick. You've got to go for this. They're going to help you. You're going to go through it quite easily. It's not going to be anywhere near the hurdles that you're thinking. And I know in your mind, and I say this with the greatest respect, I know that in your mind you're thinking this is going to be quite a challenge. Forget that. Let's do it. Let's move on. Yes, is what I say. Definitely.
Well, Wendy, I know I have got you muted, but I know that you love that reading. You are a wonderful soul. I love your voice also. Good luck and let us know what's happening. But Mark has already told you and Tommy that you are going to be headed for a fabulous year. Wonderful. I love it. Okay. We are now going to 613. 613, you are on with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with Mark or I about paranormal activity or mediumship?
Well, I've experienced a little bit of, I guess, paranormal activity from a fairly early age and I don't know, I just get them kind of fascinated by it. And
Sherry, is there something you're making a decision about at the moment?
Yeah, I guess a few things.
I'm seeing from Tommy, I'm sorry to butt in on you, and I do apologize, and hello, by the way, sorry, there's me running in at you. I'm seeing from Tommy a slight confusion with you. He's showing me a mixture of emotions and a mixture of, I don't really know which way I'm going. I don't really know what to do with this, and I'm not really, I feel that there's a little bit of a tree of you not knowing at the moment where things are going and how to put things in place and where you actually are within your life. How does that make sense to you?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
What I want to say to you more than anything at this point, before you say anything else, is just take your time. Some of the decisions that you feel you need to make straight away, you certainly don't, because Tommy's saying to me, he's putting his hands down very slowly and then lifting them up and putting them down. Slow down, just slow things down a little. I think some of the things that you're thinking of and some of the things that you want to do, all those decisions, they can all just take their time a bit, because he keeps pushing his hands down slowly, as if to say, just slowly, slowly, let things take their time.
Okay.
I am so happy.
What did you think?
I am so excited that you picked her right out and started with her, because I'm trying to do a chat and I can't chat, talk, and hear at the same time. So I'm glad, Mark, that you did that.
I'm sorry
think that's
about that.
Fabulous.
I just bowled right in there.
I love that. That's me. That's totally me. So I love that. So how do you feel about what you just heard?
It does make sense. We have a number of things that have kind of happened and that we're involved with kind of rolling out, and we have to make some decisions about like a legal matter and things like that. So we're just trying
to
get it off the plate.
Well, I hope that Mark has helped you today.
Yeah, Yeah, makes sense.
Just please, okay. Just all I ask you, Sherry, is just take a look at them and just before you make any decisions, and I know that you say some of them need to be made, but all I'm asking you, please, my darling, is just to just take another step back. Before you make a decision, just take one step back, have another rethink before you make that final decision. But you'll make the right one, but just take a double look at it before you actually make the decisions. And I hope that gives you some sort of understanding as what I'm trying to say from Tommy.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. All right. So, you're welcome.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what? Sometimes, Mark, it's tough to hear. And, you know, I love when, you know, people get messages sometimes, and you know this because you're a medium psychic, have your own show. You know, sometimes it's not easy for people to hear some of the answers, and then they have to think. What I love about you and Tommy is you give them food for thought. And that's exactly what I felt with her. She got food for thought, and hopefully she will use it to her advantage.
Yeah, so, I think so. It's not always easy. I mean, I am just the mouthpiece from Tommy, and I will tell people exactly what he's showing me. And sometimes it's not what you're looking for, but I can only tell you what he's telling me. But I'm hoping that she will listen and she will understand what I'm trying to say, because I mean it with the biggest and greatest respect to her.
Oh, yes, I know that. 940, you are on with Tommy. Actually, Mark first. Tommy, well, maybe Tommy first, and then Mark, and whoever else shows up. Hi.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you today? Oh, you're so welcome. So what do you feel about the subject?
Hi, Tammy.
How do you feel about... How do you feel about, well, first of all, you know, Mark, we didn't even ask about NDEs. How do you feel about near-death experiences?
Well, I've actually had one myself, so that's one reason why I was listening. And I'm just curious, you know, about Tommy. I think that is absolutely fascinating. So I just enjoy, you know, what Mark had to say. Thank you for sharing.
No, thank you very much. It's once Tommy gets talking, I can't stop him. That's the problem that I've got, Tammy. It's very nice to talk to you. He is a very, very funny character. He puts me in situations sometimes as well, which I'll probably talk about at some point. But he has put me in a couple of funny situations. I'm getting a sense from Tommy for you that I have to say is that this is a good time of year for you. There's a lot going on Christmas time.
There's a lot of new energy in my life, yes. Really exciting. Does Tommy have any other news about what's going on right now? Because that's one reason I called, is to ask that question.
He's telling me that there's a lot of new people around, a lot of new energy around you. I like the feeling that I'm sensing of him. He's basically saying to me, and I'll tell you, he's put it to you exactly as he says to me. He says, slow steps, Mark, but they're all going in the right direction. We've got really small steps, but he's saying the energy ahead is great. She needs to spread out a little bit. She needs to open her energy a little bit, let a few more people close. She doesn't always listen to the right people. Is what Tommy's saying to me. You listen to people, but you don't always listen. So he's saying, spread your wings a little bit. The future ahead for you is okay, but you're doing perfectly right by taking little steps as you go.
Okay. Well, I
love
appreciate
that.
And do you see a guide around me? I mean, I don't, I remember my NDE, you know, and just remember the presence and the peace and the healing,
It's an amazing feeling, isn't it? It really is an amazing feeling, one that you can't really describe to anybody.
No, but it's just one of the things, you know, that just proves is that we can have heaven on earth. I mean, it's like after you experience it, you know there's heaven here on earth. Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Tammy. I'm completely with, we are both completely with, well, and Bonnie, we're all with you. That's absolutely right. I totally agree with you. And with your experience, did you have voices or any people that you were aware of around you at the time, Tammy? I'm just interested personally.
Not anyone that I would recognize. And it wasn't a lengthy time, but I remember the placements of the hands on my shoulder blades, you know, and I remember the feelings more than what I saw, you know.
Absolutely. And it's same with me. The feelings that you feel are, as I said at the very beginning, the top of the show, the feelings are an immense feeling. And you've experienced it as well as me. So we're in a club together there somewhere. There's the club of being touched and felt.
The
by NDE. These experiences. So the NDE just, club. I'm with you on this one.
Yeah.
It's awkward to for other people to understand. I get that, but it's.
Well, you know what? You know, I got to say something. I know what she was asking you. She was asking you because you didn't come out on the other side with a Tommy, is what you're saying. Is that what you were saying to him? And you were wondering if there was anyone around you?
Especially since Tommy's not available for other people, I'd like to know.
I'm a next.
Everybody has got their own guides. Everybody has got a spirit guide. We have them. We meet them. We meet different ones at different times. The thing is, we don't always acknowledge them. We don't always spend the time that we should to connect with them. You know you have them. They are with you. It's about spending that time, which we don't all have. Life is a busy, you know, life nowadays is busy, busy, busy. We have to spend some time to connect with them. I have no doubt in my mind that you have guides around you. It's just spending that time to connect them. Tommy says that there is one person specifically, a gentleman around you, that is around you quite tightly, and someone that is always standing there, and you know they're there. You feel their presence. You're just not convinced that they're there, but they are. That being aware that they're there and actually convincing yourself that there are two things, but you do have a gentleman around you that is connected to you, that is somebody that stands by you close very, very often.
Is there a name with that person?
There is a name that I'm getting from Tommy. It's not a full name, but he's saying to me a J name, so I'm looking either John or Jack or a J name. Definitely a J because I can see the J from, yeah, definitely. Green tick for the J. There's a J name of this person around you, but I don't get the full name.
My father's name is John, and he's on the other side.
There you go.
Oh,
so
goodness.
You do know. Tommy was absolutely right.
Okay.
You are amazing, Mark, once again. Well, thank you. We're going to move on to the next caller. But, you know, as connected as you are, and I believe we're all connected. It just depends on what energy flow we're in and, you know, what vibration we came down with. But when you had your NDE, that almost assures you, to me anyway, that you know what's on the other side, as you said, heaven on earth. So start talking to some of them. I would bet you're going to find that you have many and you'll be able to connect with your spirit guide pretty easy.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with me, Mark? Yeah.
Absolutely. Completely.
Question was, did one come with me after the NDE? No.
It depends. It's quite a difficult question for me to answer because it would depend.
Okay.
You've definitely obviously got your father around you. That's a fact. And that's Tommy proving to you with the J initial. It would be hard for me to honestly say to you, somebody come from you from your NDE. I would imagine they did, but it may be a situation like me where you didn't pick up on it and that guide may have moved to somebody else. But you have got guides and spirits around you that are giving you this advice.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, that leads me, Mark, to a question that probably everybody wants to know. You know, when for her, maybe she had a spirit guide that was with her all through the NDE, meaning that, you know, she's looking for somebody who was new. Maybe actually her spirit guide was with her. And the reason why she can't see him or her, that did a new one come with me is maybe they were with her the whole time. How does that resonate with you?
That's absolutely right. It could very well be that they were there all the time. The same as Tommy. I only really consciously was aware of Tommy during my NDE, but when I look back on my life and when I was researching things for my book, I realized myself that some of the things of intuition that I'd thought of and done previously as a child were actually, was that something that I had an intuitive thing about, or was that me in my very learning stages with Tommy? And I never really thought about that until after the case of meeting Tommy, when I was looking back at research for the book.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting, intriguing, and oh my gosh, this field, don't you feel that you are in the most wonderful, all-encompassing, fabulous field in the universe? Because it's not just in this world that we have, you know, it's of all universes. I just, when you tap into spirit and you tap into metaphysical communication and metaphysics in general, to me, it is the most fascinating, awesome subject you could, you know, you could ever bring. And that's why I'm in what I
Absolutely.
Am. And I assume you too. Doesn't it just make
Absolutely.
You want to tingle and
Absolutely. For me, this is what I do. This is, in inverted commas, this is my job. And I know for a fact, I am extremely lucky, and I class myself as being very lucky, but I'm also very gifted, because without Tommy, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, and I wouldn't be able to share my knowledge with people. I wouldn't be able to talk to people and have the chances and the opportunities that I have. Being on your show, talking today to Tammy and Sherry, and for me, this is what my life is about, and I am 100% dedicated to it, and I am lucky, and I know there are people out there who want to connect with their guides, and people can connect with their guides. We just have to understand how that process works and how that what time it takes. I started talking to Tommy and having lessons with Tommy when I was 13. I'm now 46,
wow.
And I have been learning and are still learning from Tommy. So it's very difficult when people say to me, I would like to do this with my guide or do that. I am the first person that if there was a magic way of making everybody feel and sense what I do and the luck that I feel that goes with it, I would dish it out to everybody. All I can say use your time. Take your time. There are all people around us, especially this time of year, the fantastic time of year. It's about keeping positive, live your life to the best ability, and the guides will find you. They are definitely there. And more importantly, you have to speak to them constantly. You have to remember those that have passed constantly, and we have to communicate with them always. That's the important part.
I love that. I just, you know, you can't say you're not coming back on this show, because I've got to have you like all the time. So we're going to go to, although you do have your own show, and we'll talk about that before the end of the show. But 443, you are on with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Hi.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Good. Today's my birthday.
Oh, wait
Hi,
a minute.
Kathy.
Wait
Happy
a minute,
birthday.
Mark. You and I have to sing, because that is a stipulation on my show. Are you ready? Happy
ready.
Birthday to you. Come on, Mark.
Day
Happy
to
birthday
you.
To
Happy
you.
Day
to
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Kathy.
Happy birthday to you, with a time delay from
Happy
the UK.
Happy birthday to you from the UA and the UK. Yay! Well, maybe, well, we're in the US.
Honor.
Well, you know what, Kathy? You know that's a stipulation. Mark doesn't know that. But whoever calls the show, Spirit tells me I have to sing happy birthday, and they give me different ways to sing it. So, Mark, you are my buddy today. So, Kath, because it's the show and it's your birthday, we're going to go straight to Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Go for it.
Great.
Go ahead and ask your question.
I guess I'll ask about my spiritual journey.
Your spiritual journey. I'm glad you. Oh, hello. I'm glad you said that. Your spiritual. I don't sing for everybody is the first thing I want to say, Kathy. So I'd count yourself lucky because I don't sing very often. As you probably heard, the reason why I don't sing very often.
Well, me either, your Mark. But you know, when spirit calls, spirit calls. What are you going to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just sorry about my out of key. I hope your ears are still all right. That's all I'm worried about.
You were good. You were both good.
Your spiritual journey, I think, is still a learning curve. I think you're still in a learning process. I think you're interested. I think you have the people in the spiritual awareness. What I would like to see for you is you opening things up a lot more. I would like to see you picking up books, reading things, taking a lot more on. Because what Tommy's telling me for you, and he's quite loud in saying this for you on your birthday, Kathy, he's saying, find something. There's the one thing. Now, I can't tell you what to do, but I can certainly say to you that Tommy is giving me the imagery that I'm used to of healing stones and healing chakras. So I'm saying I'm tempting you and pushing you towards a reasonable amount of healing. Is that something you've been interested in previously?
Yes.
Do it. Tommy is showing me the healing stones. He's showing me you as a healer and the energy from your hands. He's putting his hands up and opening them up in a palm like a high five. It's your hands. I want to see you doing more and more around a healing sense and using energy. And drop some of the other things, concentrate, and make the healing the thing that you work so hard at doing. Put your energy into the healing, because those hands that you've got, wow, they're fantastic.
Great, because I
wow.
am a great teacher. You know what's really interesting? I just came back from Florida on a 2-week vacation on Wednesday, and my face was all bruised. I had a black and blue eye, and I broke a bone in my finger, my right hand. And I'm thinking, what is that all about? You know, I just,
wow.
I thought it was interesting.
It's the effects that is trying to show you. It's that fate of those guides around you. It's the effects that they're giving to you, showing you that healing process, because you can heal yourself very, very well. And you will heal from this very, very well and very, very quickly. But you'll be doing it through your guides, through the energy within yourself, and you will be able to give that energy out to others. And healing yourself from the accident that you've just had, again, clarifies and cements exactly what Tommy is showing me. You need to use those hands, heal yourself, and get out there to heal people, because that energy coming through you, I can tell you now, Kathy, is amazing. Keep going with it. But please drop some of the other things around you spiritually. I don't know if you're trying to connect in other ways with spirituality, but drop anything, keep it with the healing. That's the way that you really do need to go, my darling.
Okay. And it's funny.
That's
because
fabulous.
It's been since last Wednesday, and my face is almost healed.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well done, Tommy. Well done, you.
Yeah, very.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I know. I'm so in awe of Tommy. Happy birthday, honey. Yeah. And please eat a piece of cake for us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
You're
very
welcome.
Kathy, very nice to talk to you.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to steal that, Tommy. He might not let me, but I really am, because he is so amazing and so accurate and so really fabulous. You are, both of you are very lucky to have each other. And I keep seeing that poker table. So, okay, we are going
I'm very lucky to have him.
I know you are. Like I said, I'm sitting there trying to tell Opius to please. That's my guide who's been with me since birth, and I keep telling him, please don't be angry at me. So I just adore what I see with you and Tommy, and it's amazing. So,
say to you, Bonnie.
Yes.
If Tommy has to move in with you, then you have to have me as well.
Well, honey, that's not a problem, but you first got to ask your wife. And then I'll have to ask, well, okay, I've got a guest room. Both of you can come. So how's that sound? And actually, Tommy can have run of the house. I love it. And yes, see, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So we are going to 561. Nothing ever surprises me. 561, you are on with Mark, Tommy, my new house guest, and whoever shows up. I don't know why they're making me say that, but 561, hello. Hello. 561. Okay. Mark?
Hello. Yeah, hello? I'm here.
Okay, so hello. I'm moving hello. On to Ada. I'm here. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Do
yep.
you hear
Sorry,
me, Mark?
I lost you there a bit, but I'm back. I can hear you,
yes. Okay, good. Good. 805, you are on with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Hi.
Thank you, Bonnie, and thank you, Mark. This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. You're very welcome. Would you like to speak with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up? Isn't that crazy, Mark? I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's what they're telling me to say.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like
go.
It. Tommy
go
likes
for
it,
it
too, so that's good. Keep going.
Go ahead, Donna. Hello, how can we help you today?
I'd like to meet someone. I have been alone for quite a while, and I'd like to find that companion, friend, lover, and I wanted to know what Tommy was saying about me meeting someone and, you know, having a different life.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, lovely to speak to you. Donna, can I ask you a question that you might not want to answer, but have you been looking for somebody?
I was on the internet dating for a while, but I didn't care for that. And I go out and, you know, in hopes, excuse me. I go out in hopes that I'll meet someone, but it hasn't happened.
Okay. Tommy is saying to me that it's with your eyes. So we don't want you on the internet as far as looking at things on the internet. We want you out physically using your eyes. There is definitely a person out there for you. It is definitely somebody that you're going to meet when you're not expecting it. And he is telling me now that it may be a little bit later than when you're expecting, but he's telling me now that March, around March, and the number, and again, Tommy, please, the number 16th of March, you and somebody are going to make a connection. You have to keep your eyes open. He says to me, you may have been trying, but you're not trying hard enough. And I read that with the heart, with the greatest respect to you. He wants you to be out there being physically looking for these people, connecting with people, being a little bit more social with people, and not sticking within the little group that you do. Widen the field a little bit. He's saying just go a little bit further afield and just keep your eyes open, because there is somebody around, definitely, and you will be aware of them more and more as we get into January, February. But March the 16th is the day when those eyes are going to meet. Do not let that happen. It has to happen, but just keep positive, keep the feeling of the energy high, and Donna, more importantly, wait and relax and enjoy.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, Donna, let us know how it works. Well, let us know how it works out.
Thank
Have
you, Bonnie.
A fabulous,
I love
wonderful. Oh, you know what? I love you, Donna. Thank you so much.
You have the best personality. You have one of the best personalities,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy,
you just gave
happy
me
holidays.
The. Thank you. You just gave me the biggest gift I could have this season, because that's why I guess we, you know, we're all here to do. I love that, because, you know, I enjoy my show so much. Sometimes I enjoy it too much, I think. I said to somebody, I love my own show. I love listening to my own show. So for me, that is the biggest gift I could get. So thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Have a great day. You're
Take
welcome.
Care, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, I love that, Mark. See that? Okay, 253, you are on with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Hi.
Hi there. Hi, this is Holly.
Hello. Hi, Holly. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. How guys?
Can you tell? Well, both of us are fabulous, I assume, because I'm going to speak for Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. But I do have to ask you, what do you feel about near-death experience? And how does that, did that ever affect you, or have you heard anybody who has had that?
Yeah, I believe in all of that. I don't know if mine qualifies, because I don't remember seeing anybody or hearing anything, but I had to have emergency surgery or I was going to die. I don't know if that qualifies.
Near death
experience.
Hi,
well,
Holly.
But hi.
Maybe you thought you were going to die. How about that one?
No, they told me if I came in later and then I would have died. It was emergency.
Oh, that's wow. Maybe you just don't remember it.
Yeah, I think I just don't remember.
Okay,
that's
well, here's Mark, who's an expert at that.
It, I would imagine.
Okay. Say again?
Sorry, I think I talked over Bonnie. I said it might be a case that you didn't remember it, but I'm sure there would have been something there around you. What is it at the moment, Holly, that's on your mind the most? What is it that Tommy is pointing out to me that you've got something on the tip of your tongue? What is it you want to ask or say?
Well, I was going to ask for a message from my brother.
This is a message from your brother, did you say? Sorry?
Yeah, I was hoping for a message from my brother.
If I said to you, something about a card, a birthday card, would that mean something to you about his birthday or your birthday?
His birthday's on the 19th, December.
Exactly. That's exactly what Tommy is showing me. He is saying to me the birthday, I need to remember you the birthday from your brother, my darling. So there is no doubt about me who's around you. He also sends you the greatest love. Tommy is showing me a massive, massive heart. He is around you, especially the birthday situation, and he is there, definitely around you. Tommy is so pleased. I need to send you a big kiss from him. That's from him and from Tommy. But yes, definitely, he is around you, my darling.
Yes,
I hope that you've gotten some peace.
Yeah. Does he want to tell me anything or no?
What I need to tell you, my darling, is that he wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy. Tommy is showing me, and I'm just sitting here waiting for images, so please bear with me. But he wants you to be happy. He knows. He wants you to know he's there. He wants to see you happy. He wants to hear you smiling. He wants to hear you laughing. So I think the biggest message that I can give you today from him is that he's there. He's definitely around. He convinces me with the birthday card. He shows me the heart. But I would like to see you a little bit more happy, and I don't mean that with any disrespect. Please don't take it that way. Mm-hmm. Tommy is showing me the happiness. I just want to see you enjoying life a little bit more, and to be somebody that knows that my brother is with me and I'm going to carry him with me, and that's going to make me happy. Show him how happy you are. Give him some laughter. Let him know that you know he's there, because there's a connection there that really does need to be made.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I know he's there. Thank you.
Yeah, does that make sense to you about being a little bit happier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Start with, I heard you laugh. That's fantastic. I want to hear more of those laughs from you, Holly.
Okay. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Absolute
pleasure.
You're
welcome. Yeah, and have a wonderful holiday season. It's not always easy when we do lose our loved ones around the holiday, including me, who has lost my best friend around the holiday 10 years ago. And I've never, ever forgiven him for leaving this earth plane anyway. So I do know what it means when family leaves. Just know that they don't want us to suffer. And I love the message Mark and Tommy gave you and your brother. So I wish you the best of luck this holiday season. And just remember, like Mark and Tommy told you and your brother, to please laugh and smile, because that brings them even closer to you. Okay?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You're
it's
welcome.
An absolute pleasure.
Have
Thank
a great day. Don't you think that, Mark? I mean, that's another thing that I want to bring up before we actually talk to anybody else, is that spirit really, they don't want us to suffer, you know, on this earth plane after they leave. They want us to know they're there. I mean, I'm talking for you, but can you tell people that, you know, that, or how you feel about what, especially around the holiday season, which we're coming into, that spirit really doesn't want to see us miserable. That brings a good point when you said laugh and smile.
Absolutely right. If I was to say break down the messages that I give to people when I'm doing my one-to-one readings, the most important thing that will come from spirit is that they want you to know they're okay. And they want you to know that they are there, they are safe, and they are with the people that you recognize and you know. More and more so as the years goes on, it's much easier to prove things. When I first started doing readings, Bonnie, it was years ago and I was young. And then people were not as open and not as susceptible. I was sort of ushered into the back door of Molly's house to do a couple of readings whilst her husband was down the pub, and then I'd have to rush out the back door again before he came back from the pub. That's how readings used to be. More and more so now, readings are developed, and the husbands are coming from readings, which is wonderful. excuse me, I apologize. However, now there are things that I'm noticing even more. Couples between themselves now, they have a little special word, only a word that the two of them know. It could be anything. It could be popcorn. It could be banana. But what happens when I do readings now is somebody will come into the reading. I will instantly be able to say to them, I've got the word popcorn. Does that mean anything to you? And that's it. They're up. Thank you very much. And they've gone, because people now are becoming a lot more astute about wanting to know that each other are there if and when they pass over. And I think that's cracking. I think it's great. But it is very important for everybody to know, especially around this holiday season, that your loved ones are around you. They are fine. They are well. You just need to be able to communicate with them.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, Mark, I hope that when they ushered you in the back door, at least you got paid. So that's what you were talking about. And I could see you being at Molly's back door. And I'm thinking, did they hand you the money as you were going out? And I hope so, because, you know, you never know when they're ushering you out that fast. I have been there. It's really crazy, because when I first really let everybody know what was going on, I never knew that you shouldn't. But when I did that in Orlando, I shocked the whole city. And I never thought about it till afterwards. But I had people talking about this kid who came to me. He had his death. And I had everyone that were, quote, non-believers calling me up. Well, whatever happened, can you tell me? I said, well, I thought you didn't even believe that. But I had such a crazy experience that I told everybody in Orlando, and I mean everybody in Orlando, that I had non-believers looking for this kid in spirit. So it was a pretty cool thing. And I love that everybody, you know, Yeah, and everybody should be open. Even people who aren't open are open. We are, and they're getting open, I should say, because we are in the Aquarius age. And the Aquarius age is all about enlightenment. And we've got 2,800 years to convince them, Mark, that open is where we need to be. So I love it.
Absolutely.
I am going to pick up two people.
Spiritual energy is a very...
Hello?
Sorry.
Mark!
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Spiritual energy, you started.
Spiritual
with.
Energy is a very, very strong energy. And together, if we all use that energy and we work together and we help each other, that spiritual energy and that positivity is definitely making a difference in the world. But we have to work together. And where it falls down sometimes is that some people want to be individual, some people want to be apart. Let's all start thinking about this in a real way. Science is catching us up. When I first started this, people thought I was mad. Now everybody is booking to see me. Let's all work together.
Absolutely.
We're all in it for the same thing, and we all need to share this energy around. Let's get some positivity back into the world.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, it is so amazing with, you know, people say, well, it's not, you know, there's no science behind it. Even the scientists are finding the God spark, which is amazing that they called it the God spark. And that, you know, we have dimensions folding on each other. They already know that. So now it's all a matter of the rhetoric and talk. We are all spirit. So I am going to put two more people on at least. So yes. No, go ahead.
Sorry. When I first started doing this, I spoke to somebody who was scientifically minded, and they said at the very beginning when I first met them, no, you can't tell me that that table has got energy. Now, science is the first person to tell me that that table is full of energy.
Absolutely. I love it. And I am going to put on 719, and then I'm going to ask you to please be brief, to just ask Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up a quick question, because I've got a couple more people and we are running out of time, but we still have 15 minutes. So Mark, are you up for this?
Let's do it.
All right, 719, and then we're going to pick up Candy. But 719, you are on with Mark. Please make it brief. Hi. 719. Hello. Okay, then I am going to mute you, because sometimes, Mark, they're muted and they don't, you know their microphone, which is what I think just happened. Anyway, I am going to put Candy on. Candy, I know you want to speak, and I don't want us to run out of time. So Candy, she is such a wonderful angel herself. Come on.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, Tommy.
Thank
Hi,
you
Candy.
For bringing me in earlier. That's very, very kind of you.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah, Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up, they're here for you, up. Candy. Go ahead.
I was wondering if Tommy could see if my father had anything to say today.
I'm just letting Tommy just do a very small connection there. Just bear me 1 second. He's just singing songs at the moment. Can I ask you, Candy, and I mean this with greatest respect, I can't stop Tommy at this particular moment in time singing Elvis songs. Does that mean anything?
Yes, it does. That means a lot to me.
Excellent, because he's singing Elvis songs. I've not very often heard him sing Elvis songs. It was a bit like my happy birthday singing, I have to be honest. But I love him dearly. But he's singing Elvis songs. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Does
Las Vegas.
Something?
Yes, it does. It has to do with my brother, actually.
Excellent, because I hear him singing that. That is Tommy's verification to me that he is definitely there around you. Have you been in any slight pain recently?
Yes, Mark, I have been.
Because Tommy's also saying to me that your father wants to say that the pain, he's helping to ease the pain that you've got.
Okay.
And that he is around you, and he's easing this pain that you have. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. 2 years ago on the 9th, I fell down and had a traumatic injury to my leg and my hip.
Okay, and do you sense him with you, Bonnie? Candy, do you sense him around you with that feeling? Excellent, because Tommy's saying it's that acknowledgement that you have with him around you, and that feeling that he is there giving you this healing. Also, he's singing to you, so that obviously means something very,
yes,
very deeply about him and you and Elvis. So that is something I wasn't expecting to hear today, is Tommy doing the singing. And do you also understand if I said to you something about a large cup of coffee, a very large cup? Because Tommy's showing me this cup that looks a little bit bigger than normal, and as if to say, that's my cup, Mark. That's his cup. Like your dad had a very big, specific cup.
Yes, at work.
Fantastic. So this is definitely your dad that's connecting with Tommy. He is definitely, definitely around you, and he wants to help you with that healing process. You're also yourself very, very spiritual. Tommy is showing me that you have a lot of senses. You're a lot aware of what's around you, which is fantastic. Use your father as one of your guides. Ask out to him to help you and to guide you, because as a strong energy, the way that he's coming through to me now and through to Tommy, he is somebody that is full of energy, and you can use that as a guide, but he is definitely there with you.
Yes. He was actually an earth angel too.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Fabulous. And that's what makes it so special with that energy. But he's, you know, he's there. There's no doubt in my mind he's there. And he's singing to you, which is lovely.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, I have a song. I have a song for you. Hey, hey, don't step on my blue suede shoes. How about that one?
That one I danced with my brother too.
That's Elvis, everyone. I mean, I can't sing like Elvis. I can move my hips like Elvis, but I can't sing like him. But all I hear is, hey, hey, don't step on my blue suede shoes. Isn't that crazy?
I agree with that. I just heard the same song as you were singing that, and I think the message from that is you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can do anything but step on my blue suede shoes. And his message to you is you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. Oh, that's fabulous.
My brother was 18 years older than I was, so that and the twist song, he taught me how to do the twist. So.
Fantastic.
That's
I wish
fabulous.
I could do the twist. You wouldn't want to see that.
I can do it. Well, wait a minute. I got to pick someone else up, but I got to tell you something. I can do the twist. I'm a great dancer, but then nobody would know that on the radio. So at least I think I am. Of course, people used to laugh at me, but it's okay. So Candy, I am going to ask you to just mute yourself while I go to the next caller, or I'm going to be doing the twist.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, 111, you are on with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Hi.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. Can you hear me loud? Can you hear me right? Can you hear me?
We can barely hear. Okay, yes, we can hear you. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, I have to be honest.
Okay, is it better now? Is it better now? Is it better now?
Mark, do you feel it's better? Yes.
For me, it's very, very quiet. I can just about hear.
Yeah, I'm not hearing
you. Do you want me? I can call back.
Okay, because this connection is not going to be good. So I am going to move to the next caller until the connection is better. Okay, so 415, you are lucky because you are on and maybe the last caller with Mark, Tommy, and whoever shows up. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello.
We can hear you. I can hear you. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Sophia, and my question is, I wanted to know what Tommy might say about a man named Peter. Will he and I be able to get together? Is he single still, or I wondered if he'd be coming back in my future?
Sophia, lovely to talk to you, and lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you. Same here.
Did you say the name was Peter?
Yes.
I've got to be honest with you, my darling, and I'm not somebody that will make something up. The name, when you say it to me, I don't quite get the ping feeling that I would like to get. I do get a glow around the name from Tommy, which says, yes, Peter. But I get a little bit of a question mark around it. It's something that I'm just waiting for the images to build from Tommy, but it's something that I can't quite get my finger on. I feel as if there would be a great connection with the two of you, but something tells me that there's something not quite right. Tommy, you're going to elaborate for that for me. He's giving me a question mark. I almost feel as if the Peter that we're talking about needs to make his mind up. He needs to make some decisions in his head, and I need him to be a little bit clearer before I could say to you, yes, this is the one, go for it. Does any of that make sense, Sophia?
There's a lot of distance between us. I don't know if that's what
I think what I'm saying is, if it was a relationship that was going to work, these question marks that I have would need to be answered. You know, would you be closer
right.
together? Could you be closer together? Is the distance going to be an issue? Question mark. Is the long distance relationship in the start off going to work okay? Question mark. I think there are quite a lot of question marks that I would need to know that we could be answered for you before I could say to you, let's do this and move on. I think there are sort of questions that Tommy is pointing out to me that you would need to be, you know, make yourself a little bit clearer, get things a little bit clearer. But the name, definitely, I like the name, Peter. I would just like to think that things were a little bit more sorted before I could guarantee to you that this is the man. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Yes. I just wondered if he's still single. And I think that somebody has to pick up the phone and call the other person. And I'm willing to do that. But
I can tell you at the moment, from what Tommy's showing me, he's definitely single. But I will tell you this. I will tell you that you need to pick up the phone pretty quickly if you're going to, because he's not going to be single for long.
Okay.
I love that. So if you're
going to do this, girl, let's knock out the question marks and let's get on that phone pretty damn quickly.
That's a good thing to tell me, because I can procrastinate sometimes.
Just get down there, get on that phone and get this sorted out.
Great. That answers my question. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you so much also.
You are so
welcome.
And
happy holidays to both of you, Mark and Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure, and it's lovely to speak to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, and please let us know how it works out. God bless to you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, Bonnie.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear you. What did you say? Hello?
Oh, I said hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh,
yes. Hi.
I was just... All I said, God bless both of you, and Tommy, he's already on the other side, but God bless you all.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you too.
Thank you so much.
He's dancing in the light, Tommy. Tommy's dancing in the light. I see him dancing in the light.
Absolutely.
Well, the good thing is you didn't see me dancing in the light yet, but you know, hey, that's a good thing at this point. Now, I mean, I'm not scared to go over because I do that all the time.
Put a video up on YouTube. That's what YouTube is for.
I do. You know what? I do have YouTube. I don't tell anybody this, but you can go see what I look like, except that I'm a little heavier because I think it was 2 years ago, and that was before my son actually started cooking. But I'm planning to look back like that again. But you can go to Bonnie Albers On Air on YouTube. I haven't put any – it's hard to do the show on YouTube because I found that out. Nobody wants to just look at me while we're doing the show. So you can at least just see what I look like. You can go to Bonnie Albers On Air on YouTube.
Check you out.
But thank you for the advice. I was thinking about it. I might do it again. But I couldn't figure it out how to work it the first time. But have a great, great holiday and make that phone call.
Anything I want to learn to do, anything that I'm trying to figure out that I don't know how to figure out, I go to YouTube. And there's inevitably some video up there that shows you how to do it. I had to figure something out with my car. My car, and I found it on YouTube, how to do it.
Well, the other thing you need to do is learn on YouTube as to how to pick the phone up. Now go and do it.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
Mark.
You. All right. Bye.
God bless.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Cheerio.
Mark, I am not, I have that gentleman and I am not going to have time to pick him up. And I feel terrible because I feel he's from the UK. But I do want to ask you, if you will, we have about 90 seconds left, to tell everybody how to find you, how to look on your website. And I want you to promise here on the air, so I have it in archives, so that when I call you the next time, you say, I didn't promise you that you promise that you will come back and we'll chat about a date maybe later this week.
No problem. I'll be very, very happy to come back. The people are able to contact me on my website, which is www.markrichardson.co.uk, or on Facebook, Mark Richardson. My profile picture is on there. That's it. So you can contact me in any way, even on Twitter, at Richardson Mark. But I would love to come back.
And please, we didn't even get to talk about Mark. I love when people have radio shows. They're not as good as mine, but Mark's is really fabulous. So please go to his radio show on Wednesday night. Please tell them how to find you, Mark, because that's a good way also to connect with you.
If you'd like to contact or come and listen to the show, it's on a Wednesday night. It's chatting about the paranormal. It's chatting to people involved in the paranormal. You can find us on Spreaker.com, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, Spreaker.com, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Mark Richardson, The Paranormal Radio Show.
I love it. It's an honor and a pleasure. And my absolute fabulous pleasure to have both you, Tommy, with me today. And again, I, everyone else, the most best, fabulous holiday, no matter what you celebrate, and everyone just smile and laugh. That's what it's all about. Thank you again. We are now off the air. Bye.
Bye.